Support for NPR comes from the Annie E. Casey Foundation, announcing Kids Count, a state-by-state look at child well-being and juvenile justice reform at aecf.org.
Good morning. This is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. Talks between Mitsubishi Motors and Normal and the local United Auto Workers Union have ended for the weekend. Mitsubishi Motors and North America spokesman Dan Irvin said last night that negotiations had ended. The company will continue to operate and employees were expected to report for work. The contract between the United Auto Workers Local and Mitsubishi expired Friday and members rejected the current offer. Mitsubishi employs more than 1,000 union workers in Normal. Four Mitsubishi models are produced at that plant there. Democratic presidential nominee Barack Obama campaigned in Terre Haute, Indiana yesterday for his first time in Indiana since he accepted the Democratic nomination. Obama told a large crowd at the Wabash Valley Fairgrounds that the nation's economic woes have left many Americans anxious and that Republican presidential nominee John McCain would simply continue President Bush's economic policies, policies that he said have failed the nation. Obama also offered his first direct criticism of Sarah Palin on the subject of earmarks. Obama said the Alaska governor pretends to oppose the earmarks, but that she actually had embraced that spending. He pointed to the controversial project known as the Bridge to Nowhere, which Palin originally supported and withdrew once the state's share went up. Chicago police and Secret Service have added more security outside Illinois U.S. Senator Barack Obama's house in the city's Kenwood neighborhood. This comes after Obama's official accepted the Democratic Party's nomination for president.
If you're just passing through Obama's Southside neighborhood, you may only notice a few extra police cars than normal. But once you get to his actual street, you run into a wall, literally. Concrete slabs, steel gates, and Secret Service personnel surround the intersection. So much so, you can't drive through, you can't park, you can't even walk by his house. Andre Smith lives close to Obama.
My little brother's supposed to start school, so I have to walk all the way around the block just to go take him to the school, which is right across the street from Obama's house. It kind of doesn't make sense either.
Smith says all inconveniences aside, he understands why there's more security. And if anything, it makes him feel safer. I'm Tony Arnold, Chicago Public Radio.
This is AM 580 News.
From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. The U.S. Treasury Department is expected to announce today that the government will step in to take over mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Between them, the two back or guarantee roughly half of all outstanding U.S. mortgage loans. The companies have lost billions of dollars due to turmoil in the housing market. In a moment, we'll hear from an economist on what this takeover means for taxpayers. First, NPR's Jack Speer gives us some background on the situation.
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were created by Congress to free up money for the mortgage market. And while they were eventually privatized, the two have always operated to some extent with the implied guarantee of the federal government. But that implied guarantee is likely to get much more explicit now, according to Bert Ely, a banking and monetary policy expert.
The understanding is that the two companies are going to be put into conservatorship, which is kind of a form of a Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and accompanying that would be firing of the top management and the directors of the two companies, a more direct government control of them. But that's only going to be the first step.
Congress back in July gave Treasury the authority to take action if Fannie and Freddie ran into trouble, and that appears to be what has happened. Leslie Page is with the group Taxpayers Against Government Waste. She says things never should have gotten to this point in the first place.
I remember the day when the officials from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac sat before members of Congress and explicitly stated that there was zero risk to the taxpayer in what they were doing. That was absolutely false at the time that they said it, and now we see the result. Now the taxpayer is going to be pulled in and made to belly up to, and ante up a huge amount of money to bail these companies out, and they were irresponsible, and Congress was irresponsible in its leadership role.
If the federal government has to put cash into the two companies, it's not entirely clear how it would be done or how much money would be needed. Also unclear is what a government bailout will mean for stockholders who have already seen the value of their holdings in the two companies fall by more than 80% this year. Banking expert Bert Ely says figuring all that out could be a somewhat lengthy process.
The debate is going to take place is not only what should be the fate of these companies,